40 Super Bowls ago, the Miami Dolphins beat Washington 14-7 and accomplished something pretty special. On January 14, 1973, Miami capped a 17-0 season, thus becoming the first and so far only NFL team ever to post a perfect campaign. Joining me now to remember that achievement is former Dolphins running back Larry Zonka, who's a Hall of Famer. He ran for 112 yards in Super Bowl VII. Larry, welcome to Only a Game.
Yeah, it just seems like it was yesterday. When you say 40 years, it really doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Well, tell me if you have a favorite memory or memories from that game 40 years ago.
Just in the final moments when Jake Scott, our safety, intercepted Washington and it locked it up, because we had a pretty close call with Garrow Yepremian, our field goal kicker. You know, we had it in the bag, and all we had to do was kick a field goal, and we would have had a 17-0 victory and a 17-0 season. It was just like it was meant to be. And instead, a guy that had kicked perfectly all season long kicked a low shank.
Well, let's listen to that for just a minute.
And this kick is blocked. Yepremian has it. Throws a pass up with the ball. It's Mike Bass. He's running away for a touchdown. Mike Bass scores!
Now, of course, the laughter that we heard there is the result of the pass that Garrow, I don't even want to call it a pass, that Garrow Yepremian tried to throw.
Matter of fact, Garrow's, I think, left-handed, and he threw that right-handed. And it was something my kid's sister, I would have slapped if she threw a football like that, you know. But Mike Bass didn't care. He caught it and took off, and now we're in a game with guys like Jurgensen and Kilmer. And, you know, when you feed those two sharks some flesh right at the end, you know, they're going to eat it all. So,
well, tell me, you know, if you can, in radio-friendly language, what went through your head when you saw that ball wobble up into the air for an interception and suddenly your lead was half as big as it had been a minute before?
Murder. Murder crossed my mind. You know, Garrow had come through for us many, many times during the season, but he muffed that one and then compounded the sin.
Well, you know, it must be a bit hard to go on after you've done something so perfectly. I wonder, in your time as host of the outdoor program North to Alaska, have you ever experienced anything quite as perfect as that 1972 Dolphins season?
I don't think I've ever been affiliated with anything where we had as many winners put together on a team. It was someone else's turn to ring the bell each week. One week it was Jim Kick. The next week it was Mercury Morris. Maybe I had a shot at it. Then Jake Scott stepped forward, Dick Anderson on occasion, Nick Bonacani. Every week there was someone that snatched it out of the jaws in the closing moments, and, you know, in four or five different close games. And that was the real strength of that team, was the depth we had.
5 years ago, the New England Patriots came as close as a team can come to posting a perfect season, but narrowly pulled defeat from the jaws of victory against the Giants in Super Bowl 42. The Pats went 18-1 that year. Are you glad the Dolphins still stand as the only NFL team with a perfect season?
I think I'm not glad about the other people's expense. I'm happy that we've achieved that. People get tired of hearing about the fact that we're undefeated when it's at someone else's expense all the time. But it's just the fact that it's so hard to do. The Bears, the 85 Bears, were one game away, and they lost to the Dolphins halfway through the season. But other than that, posted perfect. Of course, New England's a little more dramatic. It came right down to the wire. But there's been several teams that got to the 10-0 or better mark and faded away then.
Well, you speak of the difficulty. Do you think a team ever will do that?
Yes, I think it's possible, you know, just as it was possible when we did it. At the time we did it, we didn't realize what a market was. We assumed because we did it, someone else would do it fairly soon, but no one has.
Larry Zonka hosts North to Alaska, which you can see at 9 a.m. Eastern each Sunday on the NBC Sports Network. Larry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Sure, it was fun to reminisce a little bit.